This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
Market Watch reports the U.S. dropped to spot 45 in this year's ranking of countries based on press freedom. The non-government nonprofit organization Reporters Without Borders conducted the survey. Among other things, the report says a media bashing enthusiast, President Donald Trump, has referred to reporters as enemies of the people, the term once used by Joseph Stalin. Market Watch also noted Trump has attempted to block White House access to multiple media outlets, routinely uses the term fake news in retaliation for critical reporting, and has called for revoking certain media outlets' broadcasting licenses. I've also noticed he, in particular, has a tendency to lash out at female reporters when he doesn't like the questions being asked. Rajvi?
Again, this is not something that is surprising because, as you all know, that, you know, whenever you see a White House press briefing, this has become an unusual antic. That's what I can say. Because, you know, we have this president where he not only verbally assaults reporters in terms of the way they're being questioned, but also barring certain news organizations from entering the White House. I mean, this goes totally against the First Amendment, right? This is the country is known as the land of the free. It's the, you know, the press is free to do anything. They do can do anything they want. But unfortunately, we are in a period where the reporters cannot ask whatever they want. Even if they are asked, they are kind of, you know, played down or, I mean, then given, like, they refuse permission to be even attending press briefings. So I think those are some of the reasons that I think the U.S. has dropped down in its ranking, even though, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, a land of the free where the First Amendment is celebrated. And again, this only goes on to show the present administration, how they are dealing with the journalists and all that stuff. And again, we are looking at this, there are all almost like 180 countries where Reporters Without Borders is collecting data. And of course, the last, nobody can, you know, go wrong. It's North Korea. And the number one is Norway, which again is, I mean, they've been number one for the last 2 or 3 years. And that again goes on to show that the Scandinavian countries are pretty much enjoying the press freedom the most in the whole world. And again, one another important thing I need to just clarify is that Norway is supposed to be one of the most happiest country in the world, according to a certain index.
I think that's interesting. This index shows, and I think this shows the symptoms of what kind of media we have these days with electronic media and the range of just choices that we have. And we have the freedoms to choose where and who informs us, right? And I think it's becoming even more vital, you know, that we talk about being media savvy, media literacy. Right. And I think we need to be aware of who's informing us and who has the best track record for that. We have to be as selective of where we get our news from as we do when we buy that next car or appliance. I think that's what this is about. This is a reflection of this paradigm shift of not seeking out news to inform us, but news that matches our ideals and matches our perspectives. And, you know, I think we've said it on this show before, and I think it was you, Rajvi, who said, and the quote says, people get the media they deserve. And right. And so I think we have – this is a reflection of that, a reflection of this issue. And we've got to step back and reassess – where is our information coming from, and how true is it? How reliable is it? And I think this is just only becoming a bigger problem, and I think this recent rating and this poll reflects that in this country.
Yeah, the idea of media literacy, I think there are simply too many people out there who do not understand that it is not the role of a journalist to agree with the administration or to disagree with the administration or any other elected official on a national or local level, whatever the case might be. It is to report on what's going on, and it is to ask questions that they believe their audience would like answered. And some of those questions are going to rub politicians the wrong way, but Politicians don't need to hold that office if they can't answer the questions, if they're not willing to be responsive to the media, which is acting on behalf of the general public. They're not willing to be responsive, then they should step aside and let someone else take over who's willing to answer questions about what they're doing on behalf of the public and what they're doing in terms of spending the public's money.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, the thing is, there are countries in the world, like countries like Eritrea, which has got one of the worst record in the press freedom in Africa, or whether it's Iran or Saudi Arabia or China or North Korea, the journalists are considered to be puppets, where they have to pretty much write what the government wants them to write. That's it. They cannot question back. They cannot criticize. They cannot say anything. And if they do, they can be prosecuted. They can be put in jail. They can be fined. Or at times, they can be even killed. And that's what is happening across the world. And again, people are expected just to follow the whatever the government wants them to say. The government is doing this. The government is doing a great job. 100,000 people have died. We have done a great job. And that's what the rhetoric they want to seep down to the last, media that you see in this country. So again, this is just an example that a leader wants only certain aspect of the administration to be portrayed to the general public, and that's what is happening in several countries across the world, and that's what is expected to happen in this country as well. And this is really unfortunate, but again, we cannot just give up just because a few people are trying to shut us down. But as journalism is all about seeking truth and giving the right information to the people, journalists should strive and do their best, no matter how intimidated or how much they are harassed by the top administration.
Yeah, there's a fine line between having a free press and going completely the other side of the spectrum. It's between democracy and a dictatorship. And I think there's just been, in recent years, just been a loss, or the general public doesn't realize the value that's provided to each of us in that First Amendment, and how invaluable that right is, and how we need a free press in our corner to make sure that we are making sound choices for ourselves and our family, for our safety when a pandemic happens, to any kind of issue that faces our country. And I would hope, if anything, if there's any good news to come out of this pandemic. There's been lots of bad news, obviously, and lots of travesty and tragedy. But I would hope that people have a better or greater realization of the role that a free press plays and how it keeps us all safe in times like this.
And I hope people recognize that there are many, many more public relations specialists out there than journalists. And those PR people are the ones who can go ahead and put out that positive message on behalf of an administration or a company or some other type of organization. It's the journalists who are out there to ask the questions and dig a little bit deeper and not just accept that message at face value.
No, excellent point, Rich. And we have to realize that, again, this is getting back to the eroding of newsrooms and how we don't have those people. We don't have the reporters that we once did in this country serving that need, and they're leaving a void. And I think that's also come to head as well.
But also, I want to highlight certain things at this point. See, the rhetoric that you see, I'm on social media, I watch all the people, what they're discussing on the comment section. And there is also a general perception that there are some media, they are like very bad, they are fake news and all this stuff. And again, the rhetoric is seeping so down below. We have, people who are like librarians across the country where they're calling organizations like the New York Times to be fake. You know, that's kind of a little bit disheartening to see. No, even educated people are even not able to, distinguish between what's good and what's bad. And I think that's what really is really disappointing. And it actually really upsets me a lot that, why they're not able to understand the distinction between what's good and what's bad. I think that's what the media can do, because there are some media where they say like, oh, these medias are bad, and people pretty much stick on to those values. See, there is no media that's good or bad. You always have to look at what the media have to say and take things that is good and bad based upon your instinct. I think you have to generally consume different kinds of media and see what the main media rhetoric is and take the details from that. But rather than just sticking to one media and just being blindly holding on to whatever they're saying, it's not healthy for this country. And again, I'm reiterating the fact, please consume media from diverse platforms so that you can have a better understanding of the functioning of this country and this administration. I think that's very important.
We are going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.